السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I just received a message from one of my sister. I just received a message from one sister in New York, and she works in a hospital, and she tell me is she have an incident when this young girl, 16 years old, in a school. She has a headache for many days now. And the parents just give her Tylenol, just headache, basic headache. And the headache went too much and she started vomit and she has a seizure. They called the ambulance. The ambulance tried to do whatever they can, but the seizure continued for 40 minutes. By the time they took her to the hospital, they discover she has some major problem inside the brain. I don't remember the terminology. The bottom line is, 1 hour later, they announced brain dead. And the girl was dead. And now they use her as a body part. And the question is, here you are as parents, sending your daughter to school. Do you know if she's coming back or not? Do we know? Is this my last day or no? This, believe it or not, one of the sign of heedlessness. One of the sign of heedlessness is what? What Allah call it? Heedlessness of meeting your Lord. Meaning what? No concepts of death, no concept and awareness of meeting Allah, and the person go for his own dunya, and he go from one place to another, and he doesn't think he will die. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you and make you blind to the point you're not aware. You're not aware, you're not alert, you're not ready. This one life compared to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion. Every day they vigilant. What I'm done today? How many times I remember Allah? What good deed I did? How I can gain my day? Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. How I can gain my day? How I can be ready in case my death come today? I said, Allah, I'm trying. And be abd. Honest to Allah, this not exist today. This not exist today. The vigilant and thinking and be aware you might be dead today. I hardly see anybody have going to the cycle. I call it like the cow, the one is going to eat and come back, eat and come back. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the people in a state of heedlessness worse than the cattle. Now I understand. All we worry about the meal, something, and that's it. But the concept of akhirah is not exist. Think about the akhirah and death is not exist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our heedlessness, blindness, and oh Allah, don't snatch our iman away and make us die with a good ending, inshaAllah. And for the parents, how many parents today bury their own children? We always think this is the future, this is the future, this is the future. Imagine when the parents by themselves all they talk about the future of dunya, but no future of akhirah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Remember when I give you a message about the covenant? Do we carry the covenant? Do we think about what I done with the covenant? This topic is a topic that make me choked. And honest to Allah inside, I said, Allah, I have no feeling for this dunya anymore. I have no feeling for this dunya anymore. It's illusion. Illusion and lie. And the musibah is everybody wants secure to their own dunya. And even they fight you to even talk about Allah and remember Allah or one Allah, it becoming too much. Akhirah is too much. because the dunya overwhelming. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Oh Allah, give us a blessing day to be witness to us, not against us. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.